year, 2020, March 14th. That's the day I'm talking about. It's Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by no other than Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates. And this year, it's going to be a huge success. And it's really great, too, because we've got some great swag. Just for signing up, $25 in advance for the 5K and $50 in advance for the half marathon. Now, you're going to get a nice jacket, a visor, a tote bag, and just for finishing the 5K, you're going to get a medal this year. So it's going to be really, really terrific. Sign up today, make a commitment, and come on out and join us on March the 14th starting at 8 o'clock. Now, we'll have some great prizes beforehand. Julian Davis will be there giving away some great cash prizes at the beginning of the race. Bradley's Jewelers got some jewelry to give away. And we've got great food from 313 Cafe. Now, if you want to know more information, check out our website at www.seneca.sc.us and commit yourself today to Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Hey, Ramona, did Jimmy say this? Because Jay on Twitter is quoting Jimmy as saying this. The Canadian Football League is like watching something foreign.
Did he say that? I don't know.
I must have missed that. But Jay is quoting Jimmy as having said, authored that statement. You want to get in 654-7627. Ed, I'm coming to you in 1 second. Phillip Rivers not going to return to the Chargers, so that long connection with all those consecutive games started and all of the Phillip Rivers career. Phillip now moving on somewhere else. I don't know if this was the first domino which was expected to fall in the quarterback roulette that's going to dominate the offseason, but nonetheless, it is one. I think Phillip Rivers has known this for weeks. And we're just hearing about it now with certainty. But my expectation is that this is just the start. Who knows how many more quarterback moves we're going to see. Where is Phillip Rivers going to wind up? Is it possible he winds up in Tampa, has been suggested? What does that mean for Jameis Winston? Where is Derek Carr going to wind up? Are there going to be quarterback maneuvers and trades today? Today I saw this. This is from, I think a guy's name is Celio, used to play for Miami a million years ago, who is in the Miami radio business. Remember, he's the guy who did all the screaming, Ramona. Remember that guy? The guy who did all the screaming. I'm looking for it. I don't know what page he is in my notes. And I'm not finding him right now. But he said two things. One, he said that the Patriots were discussing a deal with Cincinnati, which would send Andy Dalton and A.J. Green to New England. The problem with that little theory is that A.J. Green's a free agent. So A.J. Green's a free agent. So I don't see how there could be any trade being formulated. The other thing he said is that there are... Oh, here it is. Here it is. He claimed that that report was originally from Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM. In addition to that, his name is Dan Celio. In addition to that, he claims that the Bengals are having negotiations with 5 NFL teams who are interested in moving up to 1 to draft Joe Burrow. And I'll explain the reason this is interesting in a minute, although there are people who are already suggesting that none of this guy's info is ever right. So I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know him well enough to know that. I don't know what the history of his information is, nor his sources. I have no idea. Twitter's always angry, so I'm not quite sure. Ed, how are you?
Walter, I'm well.
What's going on, Ed?
I Googled your dog, an Anatolian Shepherd.
Yes.
And I'm just curious. were they originally bred to herd dinosaurs or elephants?
Well, something like that. You know, they were originally bred in Turkey to fend off wild animals as a guardian of the herd. They're not a herding dog. They stand watch, and then, you know, they kill whatever comes their way.
Well, that adds up. I guess they had a real problem with, I don't know, bears or something of that nature.
Yeah.
I can see that dog.
It still is. They're used today also to protect cheetahs in their wild habitat. And they've put, there's an organization that put all that together, but yeah, there've been plenty of accounts in this country of them taking on bears and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. All of that's up. Look here. I did watch the XFL and I'm like your caller a few back. I'm pulling for St. Louis because, well, Atlanta doesn't have a team, and that's the default. You know, anytime you can do this. And, you know, I guess I'll take this off air. The USFL spent a lot of money for big players.
Yep.
I think this is going to have to do that if they want to survive. I think their timing is good as far as the season goes. And, you know, maybe one of those teams should try to sign Phillip Rivers. He might finally win a damn championship.
That's cool, Dad. That's cool, Dad. That's very cool. That's not doing poor Phillip right. All right, Ramona. It's time.
It's time? We're doing it now?
It's time. It's time. Bank of America Stadium, Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. The Rolling Stones No Filter Tour 2020. It is the Rolling Stones to Bank of America Stadium. And you are about to have a chance to win a pair of tickets. Now, I'm going to say this again. Do not call me to demonstrate that you can answer the question. I'm not interested in your trivial knowledge. It's of no consequence to me at all. I'm going to hate you if you ruin my question, especially since David did the research on it. So don't do that. I'm going to ask you a question about the lyrics. I'm going to give you some lyrics from not an obscure Rolling Stones song, but a less well-known Rolling Stones song. And you're going to have to tell me what the name of the song is. And remember, you're not going to get these tickets immediately. They're not even in our possession yet. We will inform you. We'll take your information down, and we'll inform you when we have them. Again, the event is July 1st, 2020. The Rolling Stones No Filter Tour, Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America Stadium. And here is question number one. The first pair of Rolling Stones tickets are on them. Here are your lyrics. Sitting in my bedroom late last night, got into bed and turned out the light. Decided to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was an engaged tone. Give me the song that those lyrics are from, and I will give you, and it wasn't going to be easy. You're going to have to work at this one a little. Give me the song that those lyrics are from, and I will give you a pair of tickets to the Rolling Stones at Bank of America Stadium. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. All right. The lines are jammed. Now, Ramona, line one is occupied by somebody who was on before.
Yeah, he wants to try.
Okay. All right, Matt. You're up first, Matt. Give me an answer.
It's off the hook. Off the hook.
It is off the hook, Matt. Matt, are you a Stones fan?
I am. I've never been to a concert. I grew up in Clemson. I was there. I could hear it from my backyard along with the Pink Floyd concert. But I moved down to Charleston, and my wife said we need to try. So that's what we did. So we
how about that?
We didn't talk to our kids the whole time during dinner.
Well, you got to have your priorities in order. I mean, how many chances do you get to go to the Stones concert?
This is our first.
That's terrific. I'm really happy for both of you. So congratulations, Matt. Well done. I'm going to put you on hold. Ramona will get all your information, and we will let you know when we have the tickets. So pair of tickets number one to the Rolling Stones gone. Congratulations. And there were five disappointed parties on hold, as you would expect. So pretty cool. When David called me this morning and said, man, we got Rolling Stones tickets. I said, That's incredible. David working it behind the scenes. That's what we're talking about. You know, David's the puppet master back there. Well done by all parties. So thank you to Matt. Congratulations to Matt and his wife and to their kids who they're speaking to and feeding again. So there's that. Again, you want to get in 654-7627. Lots of things to get to. I do want to talk a little bit about the quarterbacks, but on this Dan Celio situation, Celio is saying that the Bengals are in contact with the Chargers, Miami, the Broncos, the Bears, and the Bucks regarding their number one pick. Again, I don't know how he would know this. I have no idea. Maybe he does have some source. I have no idea. Is it likely that the Bengals are entertaining offers for the number one pick? Absolutely. They'd be idiots not to. You have the number one pick. If somebody's going to, back up the Brinks truck and give you everything you want in some sort of Herschel Walker type deal, then why wouldn't you entertain that? Yeah, you have to be open to those possibilities, that there's somebody out there who's going to pay an extreme amount to go and get Burrow. Then there's this other factor, which we briefly touched on the other day, but has become a little more clear in the last 48 hours or so. We had the statement from Carson Palmer, and in which Palmer said that he wouldn't advise anybody to go to the Bengals organization, basically said that it's a losing organization, always will be. And then Carson Palmer's brother, Jordan Palmer, is the quarterback coach to Joe Burrow right now. And I didn't hear or see specifically Jordan Palmer's comments, but Jordan Palmer basically said something like, well, everybody wants to go to the best situation they can. Now, I heard some other things last night that Palmer said that weren't related to this, that were related to just the process of continuing to coach up Joe Burrow. But the Bengals have to consider the fact that Burrow may not be a willing participant with them, that he may not be willing to go and play for them. Now, again, this sort of defies Burrow's history as a Chicago kid. Intestinal nephrosis, can Burrow turn down the Bengals? Yes, it's been done before. Elway did it. Eli Manning did it. It's been done before. And force a trade, just saying I'm not willing to play for you. And again, that defies what the intent of the draft process is, and that's unfortunate. But at some level, I understand it. You don't want to be in a cesspool. You don't believe in the organization. The Bengals have the worst-funded scouting department in the National Football League. That's not arguable. They do. They have the smallest scouting department in the National Football League. They are cheap. They have always been cheap. They are a historically cheap organization. And Burrow, assuming he wants to win, might think that hey, look, it seems clear to me they're not bringing AJ Green back. They can say whatever they want, and maybe they will, maybe they'll surprise me, but it doesn't seem likely. And nor does it seem that AJ Green really wants to play for them. We're not exactly sure why AJ Green sat out the whole year. You know, I these are all pertinent questions to Burrow's future. And so I don't know whether the Bengals are already planning for that possibility, whether they're considering that possibility. I don't know whether any of these stories are true. I mean, again, Burrow's an Ohio kid. You would think playing in that area would be something he might like. But again, if he deems the organization such a complete failure that he doesn't want to give it a shot, then the Bengals are going to have to consider other options. And that's why, you know, it is feasible to me that they're entertaining offers. Like I said to begin with, first off, that's what they should do. Their job is to make their situation as advantageous as possible. And if there is a Herschel Walker deal out there to be had, they need to explore and investigate that and vet that fully. As to the specific nature of these teams being mentioned, you know, I don't know if that's just somebody, Celio himself or somebody else, evaluating the situations of those teams and listing them, but he listed them in an order. Celio said the Bengals, this is what he said. He said the Bengals have been in contact with these five teams, or these five teams have been in contact with the Bengals, perhaps better put, about the possibility of jumping to one. The Chargers, the Dolphins, the Broncos, the Bears, the Tampa Bay Bucks. All right, the Chargers would be self-explanatory. The Chargers don't have a quarterback now at all, veteran or otherwise. So that's self-explanatory. The Dolphins is only self-explanatory if the Dolphins have been BSing people all along and their intention isn't Tua at all, but their intention is Burrow, which is conceivable. This is liar season. Three, the Broncos. Okay, I don't get this one. The Broncos invested in Drew Lock. Granted, it wasn't a round one pick, but Lock is showing real promise and potential. So why would the Broncos flirt with this notion unless the Broncos' intent isn't a quarterback? That's another thing you have to consider, that maybe the Broncos would move there to go after Chase Young. I don't know. Although they have two quality defensive ends, although one's aging. The Bears seems obvious, but that would mean that the Bears have given up on Trubisky. And if the Bears have given up on Trubisky, there's a lot of heads are going to roll there. A lot of heads are going to roll there. And then five, Tampa Bay. And that, again, seems somewhat obvious that the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jameis, I don't know, you know, what you do with him. He's a dilemma. Because anybody who throws over 30 touchdown passes and throws for 5,000 yards has some positive attributes. Somehow you got to balance that. The counterweight to that is the 30 interceptions, which, you know, again, speaking of sustainability, that's not sustainable not to be a winning franchise. It leaves a lot of questions. So I don't know what exactly is going to happen here, but it may not be as much a given. And one thing to keep in mind, the Bengals spent a whole week with Justin Herbert, a whole week. And he was the practice player of the week. He was the game MVP. If the Bengals fell in love with Herbert as they could rightfully have, then they might be willing to deal out a one. The Bengals could actually think, well, you know, I could go to five or something and get my quarterback and get another key piece. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Now that we winter is officially here. Be prepared by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour. And because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free as logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep. Fairies. Golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. A couple things. Multiple people have sent me this. I also see it on 247 Sports. LSU is hiring former Dallas offensive coordinator Scott Linehan to replace Joe Brady on the Tigers offensive coaching staff as their passing game coordinator. And obviously he's had some success in that regard. So I think the belief is that he'll be able to continue to function that role. It's just having an additional offensive coach to go along with Ensminger. And I don't think they're going to miss a beat. I really don't. I don't. I think that I think LSU's going to continue with their success. I think they're going to emerge as one of the key challengers to Clemson over the course of the next decade. I mean, just looking ahead in college football, you know, if I'm trying to identify the teams that are going to be at the forefront of the game the next 10 years, my bets are on Clemson, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma. And I still think Georgia is going to eventually work their way there. I just, I'm less sure of the time frame. Now, maybe the time frame will be this year. I'm excited to see them roll out their newfangled offense and see if it looks like their old offense did. I'm not exactly trusting in Kirby Smart's ability to fulfill what it seems like he wants to do. But we'll see. I mean, I think he has the LSU model now by which to build his program on. And that appears to be their intent based on Monken and company. It would have to be their intent. There'd be no reason to bring in Monken. It's going away from what Georgia had done previously. So I would think so. RotoWire says, if I'm the Bengals, I'd gladly trade down and take Herbert and Judy over Burrow. They need a whole lot more than just a quarterback. True. And then the question is the guy who goes to the Bengals screwed anyway? Let's say the Bengals get Burrow at one, all right, and that A.J. Green does not return to Cincinnati. Who and what are you exactly? And when will Burrow matter? Is Burrow going to elevate the level of that whole team himself? I don't think so. This here is the NFL. It's not college. You need to have weapons. Now, they have Mixon, you know, who's turning into a star running back. Even with that baggage, he's turning into a star running back. There's no question about that. I don't know. You want in 654-7627. For me, though, look, I've felt pretty much all along that you were going to have four or five quarterbacks taken in round one. I have said for some time now that it's conceivable to me that you have four going in the top 15, which I still think is possible, even with all the offensive tackles, who are also going to come off the board. But right at the top, even as certain as the Burrow to Cincinnati thing has been pegged, I have not felt quite as certain about that. And I still think there's going to be late movement to Herbert here. I think Herbert's really going to impress NFL teams with his intelligence. And I think people are going to find out that he's not just a quiet, reserved kid, that there's something to the kid. There's a competitive fire in Herbert. And this to me goes back to what he had to deal with. What he had as weapons, and what he had wasn't much. His best weapon was his tight end, Breland, who got hurt partway through the year. Game 5 against Colorado, never returned. Other than that, his receivers were pedestrian. You know, there's a little bit of young talent, but that young talent hadn't done anything as yet. And so, you know, when Herbert got a chance to play with best of the best at Senior Bowl, He won the offensive practice player of the week, and he won the game MVP. Okay, what's not to like? Again, his physical traits are really good. 6'6", big arm, athletic, and the only questions have been related to accuracy, which again, most 6'6 quarterbacks face that question. It's an issue of marrying their lower body mechanics to their upper body mechanics. And then the other issue was this alleged intangible about his competitive nature. Well, I think that's already been proven. And I think it's going to continue to be proven moving forward. For the life of me, I don't understand, if you're the Miami Dolphins, how you could take an injured Tua over a healthy Herbert. I do not get it, and I'm not going to pretend to get it. And I was the first guy. I was the original Tua guy. I was the original Tua guy, but I don't get that. I don't get how you're going to bank your future on a guy who may or may not play maybe a year from now, a year removed from the draft. May or may not. And if he does, will he be the same guy? And when are you going to find out if he's the same guy? A year later? I don't know. To me, that's craziness. What's going on there, Ramona? Texas said, which terrible ACC quarterback is going to get drafted ahead of Lawrence next year? Nobody. You know, look, if you're looking ahead to next year already, let me tell you something. As of today, the first pick would still be Trevor Lawrence, and the second pick would be Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle out of Oregon. And people are saying, but well, he's an offensive tackle. I've done this a long time, and I've evaluated NFL talent a long time. Sewell may be the most athletic tackle I've ever seen, ever. Ever. His, you know, look, I've seen some of these guys who were tight end conversions, who were good athletes, who had good feet, but they lacked a physical component. Sometimes they get it with physical maturing. Other times they never do. This Sewell kid, tested per NFL, I'm a Skins fan. We have nothing else to live for. Did I miss something about your text? Is there more to that? But my belief is that Sewell could go with the second pick in next year's draft. You know, depending on who has the first pick, he could even go first. You know, depending on what the needs of the team with the first pick are. That seems unlikely to me because the movement will be for the quarterback. But Sewell is a once-in-a-lifetime tackle. I mean, when I'm in the whole draft process and the huddle report contest and all that. So, you know, I'm engaged in the study of film right now constantly evaluating players. And I'm watching these Oregon guys and trying to figure out, you know, where a Lemieux fits or a Hansen fits or a Throckmorton fits. And as I'm watching Oregon, it's impossible not to focus on Sewell. As I'm watching Oregon play, my eyes are drawn to Sewell. And again, I've got to evaluate three other offensive linemen, at least three, on that group. But when I put an Oregon tape in, and I'm watching an Oregon film, my eyes are just automatically drawn to Sewell because he's so insanely athletic, so insanely gifted. He is far and away the best offensive lineman in America. He's the best offensive lineman I've seen in years. Years. And he'll go, worst case scenario, he goes three next year. I can't see him dropping beyond three. That's if you have two quarterbacks go at the top. But there's going to be this upcoming draft, very rich in offensive tackles. It's a great tackle draft. You know, Andrew Thomas, Wills, Worf, on and on. There are really six, seven guys. And I even like some guys beyond that. But there are six, seven top flight tackles in this draft. So this is a draft that's going to be very rich in tackles. But as good as any of those guys are, and they're all good, the various strengths and weaknesses, the Becton kid out of Louisville, who's the size of a hotel, you know, you have him, you have Wills from Alabama, who is the ultimate technician, never off balance, more powerful than you might think at first. You have Andrew Thomas, who's really pretty good at everything. It's a talented and deep group. You have the Jones kid from Houston who excelled at the Senior Bowl. As good as all these guys are, none of them are close to Sewell. None of them are close to Sewell. If Sewell was in this group, you know, their NFL teams are debating the order of these tackles. Some of it's based on scheme. Some of it's based on just personal preference. They're debating the order of these tackles in this draft, as they should be, because they're all good. All those guys are good. They can all play. If Sewell was in this draft, there'd be no debate. Zero. Zero debate. Because he's light years better than Thomas. He's light years better than any of these guys. Light years better. Like I said, when you watch the film on Sewell, I don't know. I have to think back because he's the most naturally gifted left tackle I have seen in many, many years. Maybe 20. In just terms of his natural athletic ability. And he knows how to play. And he's not just an athlete. He's not just, look, you're going to have some guys go to the combine. They're going to test well. You know, you're going to see some tackle run, you know, 4.9, and everybody's going to be excited. And they're going to put him out on an NFL football field. And he's going to get drugged for 4 years because he's not physical enough at the point of attack. It's not enough to just be an athlete. It's not enough. Sewell is all that in a bag of chips. He could play. Sewell could start for any NFL team today. That's how good he is. Clemson Dad, I'm coming to you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'll get to you as soon as we come back. I still have a lot of things I want to get to. Why first class haul? How about this? Their staff is trained in Honda, Acuras, Lexuses, and Toyotas. You'll have someone with the experience and expertise to properly diagnose any issues. They have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment that they keep up to date, like Hunter equipment. We believe in our work, so we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. We believe in honest estimates. One of our advisors will go line by line through any recommended work. We suggest let you know the urgency behind any repairs. How about this? Tell me where you get this with an oil change. One, we'll test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. The service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. Three, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We remove the tires and we measure your brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. If you own one of those vehicles, do yourself a favor. Get to Anderson or Greenville First Class Hall. You will thank me later. Call them. Set up your appointment. All right. Walter Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Get a Bojangles two-piece bone-in dinner or a chicken supreme snack for just $3.99. Because if you're going to take out two birds with one stone, they ought to be delicious. It's Bow Time.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. We can't wait to open our doors and show our Clemson family what Lakeside Lodge is all about. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel has the best amenities, stunning lakeside views, and a perfect location for spending game days in Death Valley. To schedule a tour, give us a call at 775-5550 or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Throughout much of the U.S., especially in the South, Clemson means football. But to the Tiger faithful, Clemson is also known for its signature blue cheese. Developed on campus, perfected on campus, and still made on campus. Clemson Blue Cheese, voted America's number one college-made blue cheese. We hope it's a winner at your table, too. Order Clemson Blue Cheese online at clemsonbluecheese.com or look for it at your local grocer. There's a Google map on the website to help you locate a Clemson Blue Cheese retailer near you.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylist can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECB Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Be all in with Founders. When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services, like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App, Founders Pay, and so much more. Not a Founders member? Visit the Clemson office or relaxjoinfounders.com. See if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Accounts without e-statements will be charged $2 for periodic statements by mail. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Waltham Tula Road Rage. Tesha 940 was telling me the LA Wildcats of the XFL have already fired their defensive coordinator after one game. I don't know if that's right or not. I've not seen that. You know, Clemson softball got underway the past few days, and it started out pretty well, ended pretty well. The middle was a little muddy, but you know, you're a fledgling team. You're a new startup. And there are going to be bumps in the road. I mean, it's astonishing they've done as well as they have to this point. And it culminated with the sort of a St. John sandwich. The inside of the sandwich wasn't great, but the bread was outstanding. And on Sunday, Clemson enjoyed that last slice of bread, and they kicked the living crap out of St. John's as the bats exploded, and they won that game 19-9. So softball fun and off to, a good start. Again, none of this was going to be easy when you got all these new parts, and, it's going to take a little time. And there's a lot of young players, 11 freshmen on this team, a lot of young players. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, thank you. What do you think about the XFL, when they do the replay challenge, they're kind of making all that where everybody can see what's going on. You know, they're making everything visible.
Yeah, I think...
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. I think transparency in that situation is called for. I think it's... Why would you need to hide that from us? If you tell me we can't see that, I want to know why we can't see that. I mean, what do you have to hide? I mean, if there's no shenanigans going on, then why wouldn't you want us to see that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I like that a lot. I think the NFL should kind of maybe look at that and learn from that a little bit. Just that one.
Road Warrior says, by the way, Road Warrior says it's true. They fired their defensive coordinator and a linebacker who's a team captain after one game. I wonder if that has anything, maybe that has nothing to do with football. I don't know.
I just saw that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But that was interesting to me.
I meant to bring this up the other day, Clemson Dad. Hey, Ramon, how about this for extreme? Where do you think all this will end? You know, let's say football continues to survive. All right. Let's say that the legal insurance issues with head injuries don't kill the game off. Let's say the people who know best for all of us aren't able to kill the game off and the game survives into the distant future. What will it look like 50 years from now? What will it look like 75 years from now? And I don't necessarily mean just the game and the way it's played, but how the officiating is handled. Because more and more fans are demanding to be a part of it. Will there come a day? Will there come a day when the close calls that are made on a football field are being made by the fans from home?
Mm.
You know, in other words, will you have a remote control? And when a play is sent for review, the home viewers review it and determine what the call is. Nothing would surprise me, because more and more we see that. But yeah, in the present tense, not the fantasy land, I think that transparency of replay is a good thing. I mean, you know, coming from somebody who wants to get rid of it at all completely. I mean, my first choice would be just get rid of it. But lacking that, and you know, and that's not going to happen. Lacking that, my suggestion would be, yeah, make the system as transparent as possible.
Yeah, I like that idea too. And we've talked about this the last couple of weeks or longer, the Brady situation. So he's free to go right now. He's
who?
Free agent.
Who?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, Brady can do whatever he wants.
You know, I saw some crazy article today, and I checked it, and it wasn't real, but they're talking about some crazy situation for him going to Dallas. But
well,
I don't know.
Well,
what's the way she heard?
Well, no, look, that started, I believe, with Michael Irvin saying that Michael Irvin had some high-placed connections who have told him that Dallas wants to bring Tom Brady in. Now, again, you know, Michael Irvin later cleared it up and saying, well, he didn't mean Jerry or Stephen Jones. So I don't know what his high place connections are, but that seems unlikely to me, because what are you gonna tell Dak Prescott? Oh yeah, Dak, you know, we're gonna give you your $40 million, but you're not gonna be the quarterback. You're not gonna be the quarterback for two more years.
Didn't I see an offer they made him for, like, in the mid-30s, and he shot him down or something?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen any concrete offer, but, you know, look, we're going to get into this debate of what the value of these quarterbacks are. And the first domino to fall is going to be Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is going to get a five-year deal for $200 million, and $125 million of it will be guaranteed. That's where it's going to start. And then we're going to find out, you know, what Deshaun Watson is worth and of course, you know, Dak Prescott, Dallas is looking for a more immediate resolution. Look, I all along with this, I said, if you want to keep them, you're best to act as soon as possible. They did not. And now they're left in a situation where, you know, they're going to have to ante up. They're going to have to pay him. And I don't know what figure we're talking about. Now, Dak Prescott seems to be talking about $40 million, and his people seem to be talking about $40 million. Yeah, I'm not giving him $40 million. I'm just not.
I wouldn't either. Yeah,
that's the dilemma, though. He's your quarterback. He's the guy that you build your franchise around. Look, the litmus test with all these guys is always the same. It's do you believe that this guy with the right personnel around him can win a Super Bowl? And
I'm not sure Prescott can. That's just me. But
Casey Chiefs Chad said Mahomes isn't signing until after the new CBA is signed. That may be, but he's still the key element in all this. He's still the key element in all this as to what the market will bear. And again, whatever he is going to make, nobody else is worth what he's making. All right. So whatever Mahomes is going to make, Deshaun Watson's worth a little less than that. Whatever, you know, that's the way it is. And Dak Prescott's worth less than that. If you pay Dak Prescott $40 million, then I don't know what happens with Mahomes, especially if that happens first. Because as of now, you know, I think Mahomes, you're looking at a five-year, $200 million deal with $125 million guaranteed. And then everything else comes from there. So Deshaun Watson might be worth, I don't know, $36 million a year, something of that sort. I mean, they're going to have to determine that. And then the question is, you know, what is Prescott worth? And that one may need resolution first. And again, if Prescott thinks he's worth $40 million, you have a dilemma. You have a dilemma. And you can't, in theory, you can't franchise tag him because he's already said he won't play. He said that he'll sit out if Dallas tries to franchise him. But they seem to be at an impasse. The last couple of days, Dallas has made it clear that they still want to continue to negotiate. They want to get the deal done with them. And my guess is they're going to get the deal done because they have no other choice. But the notion of Prescott and Brady both being on Dallas seems impossible from a financial standpoint.
Oh, yeah. But I just want to know if you saw that out there today. I'll take this off the air on the other side or tomorrow, but when do you think we'll find out time-wise where Brady's going to end up?
All right, Clemson. Thank you, Clemson, dear. Appreciate it. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know whether he's just going to slow play this and wait to hear what these offers are. I don't know what his intent is. You know, one of the things I've thought about in this Brady deal is, would he really leave his sort of best friend, Julian Edelman? Would he leave him? Maybe he would. You know, again, Dante Scarnecchia is no longer there. Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, who's been the guy, you know, look, the two truths about the New England Patriot offensive line the last 7-8 years is that they've sucked from a talent standpoint, and that the two guys who have been made solely responsible for the offensive line play have been Brady and Scarnecchia. Well, Scarnecchia's gone, and Brady might be gone. And if he comes back, there's no Scarnecchia. And Scarnecchia was an offensive line wizard, best offensive line coach in the NFL. He turned these tomato cans into salvageable parts, as did Brady with a quick release and all that, when he had receivers that, you know, were living human beings, which he, you know, didn't have last year. So, you know, what's it going to take for him to come back to that? I think it takes assurances and money, you know, and I don't know what assurances that the Patriots can make him. Like, Greg Olsen's out there right now. You don't have a tight end. I mean, your tight end's Ben Watson. He's 40 years old. The rest of those tight ends that were on your roster were scrubs. Lacoste is barely passable. You know, he's a nice third tight end. Your wide receivers were disastrous. You know, you're playing two rookies. One of whom didn't get there until, you know, game 8, game 9. The other was a free agent signing. It's Kobe Myers. And, you know, right now, that situation does not look good. Now, you hope that N'Keal Harry is going to improve in year two with a full training camp under him. You hope that Edelman would be healthier than he was this year and that he can stay healthy, but he's getting older too. You hope that the Patriots would go out and address the receiver situation. But look, since Brady and those two rookies weren't on the same page at all, what makes anyone think that bringing in a rookie is an answer to any of that? To me, Brady's going to require veteran receivers. You know, if N'Keal Harry takes a massive jump forward in year 2, great. But he's going to require experienced receivers. Like, go get A.J. Green. Go get somebody like that. Texter 940 says, question for the master. Knowing Ron Rivera's experience with Kuechly running his defense and already having sweated DE and playing Elliott and Barkley twice a year, could Washington take linebacker Simmons at two? I don't think so. No, because look, teams have done strange things before, but I think Chase Young is sort of the given choice at two. Although I acknowledge that I don't think he's a perfect scheme fit for what Rivera has chosen to do in the past. I don't think he's a perfect scheme fit. And I think Rivera has some similar parts now in Washington and SWAT. And Washington has spent a lot of draft resources on defensive linemen. But Rivera has favored an odd front in recent years. And Del Rio has that background as well. So I don't know if a scheme change is inherent. I don't know what their plan is there. But I think those are legitimate questions. Tested 94 says, if A.J. Green and Greg Olsen go to the Patriots, will Brady come back for that? I think from a football playing standpoint, he would. From a standpoint of whether he's just had enough of Belichick and whether that relationship is over, I don't know. But as of today, look, the truth is, your guess as to where Brady's going to wind up is as good as mine. I have come full circle, and I'm all the way back to New England on it because I just don't see where any of these other fits are real perfect. The Chargers is possible, but they don't have home games. The Chargers are possible, but they don't have home games. The Raiders seems a little less likely, although they're obviously interested. The 49ers thing, the 49ers thing actually does seem somewhat plausible to me because I think Shanahan thinks Garoppolo stinks. By the way, Ramona, I heard a report the other day firsthand from a guy who was there who, maybe you can't call it firsthand, but I heard him on the radio, and his name is Zig Fricosi. He's ex-NFL quarterback, and he said that all game long, Shanahan was all over Garoppolo, that he just hated the way Garoppolo was playing and couldn't stand any of it. Before we get out of here, I have a Harvard study here submitted from the Health Dare showing that having a large amount of stomach fat increases your risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, sleep apnea, and high blood pressure. It's not all about just losing fat. It's about losing the right kind of fat, which is exactly what the Health Dare focuses on. Getting rid of the belly fat in your body, causing you symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. Jane lost 39 inches, got rid of 5 different meds, including her high blood pressure meds, in just 90 days. At the Health Dare, the second person's always free because they won't let you do anything alone. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I say I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Welcome to Tiger Calls with Coach Brownell, brought to you by Coca-Cola. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Tigers. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com. Southeast Toyota dealers. Visit your local Toyota dealers today. Toyota. Let's go places. This is the Clemson Tigers Network, powered by JMI Sports.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to Tiger Calls here on this Monday evening. Don Munson and Clemson head basketball coach Brad Brownell along with you till.